Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Just a second. Sorry. Thank you, Lauren. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll see you later. Praise God, let me grab this. Glory to God. It's fun when the kids are out here, isn't it? Isn't that right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the Bible says that God had predicted Jesus' birth? Amen? And unto you, amen? Hallelujah. A virgin shall conceive, amen? And have a son. Amen? You know there's a lot of people that don't believe that? The virgin birth? Is that right? Can people deny the virgin birth? Isn't that crazy? People do. They, you know, it's just who people are sometimes. They don't want to believe things. Is that right? Praise God. You talk to some folks, they'll just say, no, that just couldn't have happened. Well, that's a miracle. I mean, say amen. It's a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So if you will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about this guy, Emmanuel. How do you think? Manuel. Manuel. Do we have a Manuel in the house? Raise your hand if you. Just talk about Manny back there. Praise God. Yeah. Matthew chapter 1. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you very long. I know you guys are ready for cookies. Amen. But let's give you something sweet out of the Lord, out of the Word. How do you say amen to that? Say, give me something sweet, God. Lord, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for all that you're doing, God. Lord, we thank you for this season when we celebrate the time that you sent your Son into the earth, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would just, Father God, give us something for our spirit, Lord, this morning, Father. Feed us with something that maybe we haven't heard before, or maybe we've heard it before, but it just didn't open the doors like it will do this morning. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. Father, I ask you, Father, that you would quicken my mouth to speak as you would have me to speak this morning. And Lord, let the ear receive that for that comes from you. And from you alone, God. I thank you for it. I praise you, God. If you agree, say amen. 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 Praise God. Matthew chapter 1. The Bible says this at verse 18. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. How many say amen? Amen. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. How many of you know it's hard to hide a baby for a while? I mean, you can hide it for a little bit, amen? But then all of a sudden, something starts happening, huh? Are you getting chubby? What's going on? What's happening here? What's going on with you, girl? Amen? Hallelujah. It says here that then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, amen? And not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately, amen? I want you to notice something that says here. How many of you know that God sees things like different than what we see things, right? It wouldn't have been so bad if he was her husband according to the word. Is that according to the word? Is that what it says? It says Joseph, her husband. Is that right? Were they married yet?
No.
No, they weren't married yet. But yet the scriptures record that they were, that, you know, hey, it was her husband. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you that God has person, that right person for you? How many say amen to that? How many of you found the right person? Amen? Yeah, come on. How many are still looking? You people that are married better not be looking. Come on, man. Is that right? Jason, you put your hand up, did you? I know. Come on. Hallelujah. Is it? But notice that the word says her husband. Amen? That's how God saw it. That's why he says it. That's why the word brings it out. This was her husband. But yet, because of people, how many say amen? Because of people, they say, Joseph said, you know what? I'm just going to hide you a bit. How's that? Amen? The word of God says right here, it says, then Joseph, verse 20, it says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Oh, Oh, man, can I just say this to you? Everything that's within you needs to come from the Holy Ghost. Can you receive that word this morning? God, give me nothing but what you want for me. Reveal it to me by your Holy Spirit. Amen? Come on. And so here it says that he tells him that was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And then he says this, she shall bring forth a son, and you, Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. How many say amen? Are you glad you're saved from your sins?
Yeah.
Are you glad? Are you really glad? Yeah, you know what? On the outward, we can't see sin. How many say amen to that? You can only see the actions of it sometimes. You know how many know that people can hide sin? Yeah. That's not a very big amen, but you say, yeah, come on. People hide sin. How many say that? I mean, you know, they do. We do. Is that right? Yeah. I'm going to tell you this morning, quit sinning. Amen? Hallelujah. God can bless you when you're sinning. Right. Is that right? Yeah. But Pastor Henry, don't you teach us? Yeah, let me tell you something. Your sins are washed away. Amen? How many say amen to that? Yeah. How many say, aren't you glad that your sins have been washed away? God will never bring them up before you. How many say amen to that? Yeah. He forgot about them. Is that right?
Yeah.
He don't remember you that way. And you know the Bible said Jesus when he was separating from the sheep from the goat. How many of you are goats today? No. How many of you are sheep? Let me hear you go. Bah. Yeah, we got some sheep up here. Yeah, how many? Hey, you know, when he was separating the sheep from the goat, he set some on his right hand, some on his left, and he tells the ones on his left, he says, depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. I mean, can I tell you that doesn't God know everybody?
Yeah.
He knows everybody, yeah. But what was he telling that I never knew you in the way that I had planned for you? Can I tell you, when you give your heart to the Lord, God's got a plan for you. And if you'll let him, he will take you down his plan. Is that okay? A lot of times we get saved and I'm saved. I'm good. I got fire insurance. How many of you have fire insurance? You all do. Yeah, nobody raised their hand. But yeah, but you all got fire insurance. But let me just tell you this, that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. I don't care how old you are. Amen? Yeah, sometimes we get, as those that have a few gray hairs would say, hey, you know what? Yeah, well, I'm done now. No, you ain't done. Amen? Hallelujah. I asked God, can I retire? You know what he said? Silence. Nothing. I said, God, you hear me? Ha, ha. Praise God. Aren't you glad he took your sins away? Amen.
Yes.
But friends, sometimes we get into things that we shouldn't be getting into. Is God calling us sin? No, because you always have an access to God. You always have a place where you can come right before him. Because your sin, whether believe it or not, God already knew about it and he washed it away. 2,000 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because of the foreknowledge of God, he saw it, he knew you, and he picked you. You are special today. You are a person that has been chosen. How many say amen to that?
Yeah.
Reuben was always chosen to be on the baseball team, be on a basketball team, I was never chosen. I said, hey, I'm right here. You guys are hurting my feelings. Come on, man. Anybody want me to play? I'm just... Rosie's laughing because y'all are chosen. God has chosen you. It's a place of honor. Do you realize that? How much honor is placed upon you because God has chosen you to be his child. Ooh, come on. Hallelujah. It says, Joseph, you're going to name him and you're going to call him Jesus. And then verse 22 says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Yeshua. Salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. The Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I want to point something to you, because You know, we often talk about how important your words are. How many know that your words are important? How many know what comes out of your vessel is very important, should be important to you. So you got to keep an eye on it. How many say amen? I mean, hey, speak good things. Because when you speak good things, according to Psalm 103, when you God satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as the eagle. Watch your mouth. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, watch your mouth. Yeah. Hey, I said watch. I didn't say wash. No. Hallelujah. Come on. Wash your mouth. Yeah. How many parents ever said, wash your mouth? I'm going to wash your mouth, that boy. I mean, yeah. Hey, Ma. Yeah. Hallelujah. Watch your mouth. Because I want to take you to Amos chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. I want you to look at these scriptures. This is verse 7. It says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Can I tell you that God will not do anything unless he reveals it first? How many say amen to that? Amen. He's always going to reveal it. Can I tell you, God is a man of honor. He's a God of honor. Can I tell you that? Yes. He is a God that once he puts something in motion, it's going to stay that way. Can I tell you that? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When he told Adam, he says, man, hey, subdue the earth, take dominion over it. You know, God honors that. He still honors it today. Amen. The command is still to us to subdue the earth and take and rule. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Can you say amen? See, but God is a man of honor. And he's a God of honor, if you will. Keep saying man of honor. We need to be men and women of honor. How many say amen to that? The words that you speak ought to be important to you. So here he says, he goes, I will not do anything unless it's revealed to my prophets first. Amen? Amen? Amen. So what he did when he told Isaiah, he said this, he goes, hey, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name will be Emmanuel. When he said that to Isaiah, do you know that God would not do it until Isaiah spoke it out? Do you know that? Because that's the way God operates. He says, I won't do anything unless you speak it. That's why you got to be so careful with your words. Amen? I won't do anything unless you speak it. So here's the rest of this verse. It says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? That's good. Is that right? Have you ever heard a lion roar? It's cool, huh? I mean, I was at the zoo one time. All of a sudden, you could hear this, whoo, whoo. I think he was getting ready to roar. And all of a sudden, he'd give out this loud roar. And man, you could hear it all over that zoo. And it's a big zoo. Lion roars are pretty cool. But then he says, but I want to get back off of that and go back to the revealing. It says, the lion has roared, and who will not fear? And then he says, the Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Is that right? When he speaks to you, can I tell you something? Something within you. Remember Jeremiah said, hey, I had it. The words that I have were like a fire in my bones. Let me say, I have to speak it. I got to speak it out. Why? Because God spoke it to you. Amen? Amen. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this in the NIV. Let's look at these two. It says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. Amen. We said that already. We like that. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? Praise God. We said that. But then he says this, the sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? When God speaks something to you, speak it. Speak it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because it's him within you. It's the Lord. The word of God comes into you. Oh, you got to put it in motion. How many say amen to that? I don't care what it looks like on the outside. You tell that sickness, you're out of my house. My house, my dwelling place, you're not welcome. Amen? Hallelujah. By his stripes, I have been healed. Amen? The Lord sent his word, the word's name is Jesus. He sent his word, and he healed them. Amen? Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. These are the things that God says. Speak my word. Justify yourself. How many want to be justified before God? Oh, yeah. He wants you to justify yourself. How do you do that? You speak his word. What is he telling you? What's he saying? Jesus said it this way. We speak what we know. Is that right? You can't speak anything else. I can't tell you. Oh, gosh, I don't know, huh? I cannot tell you how to wire. What, Steve? Give me something. I don't know a lot of things, but what I do know, I do speak them. How many say amen to that? Amen. You got to speak what you know. I don't know a lot about law. But I do know a lot about what God has done for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Nice tune, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He kind of got me in there. Hallelujah. You got to speak what you know. God is asking you to speak those things that you know. Is that okay? It's just a simple thing. Speak the things that you know. Speak his word. His word is within you. Is that right? How close is that? Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Did you know that Moses described this in a way, but according to the law? Do you know that Moses described it? Let me show you this. This is going to take you. Now, let me show Isaiah 7, 10, 7, 14. Watch this. Watch what this is the Emmanuel. Howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither does his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he said, are not my princes altogether kings? This, I don't recognize this. Did I get this wrong, bro? I'm sorry. Isaiah 10, 7 through 14. Or maybe it's 9. I'm sorry. Isaiah 7, 10 through. Sorry. I love Isaiah 7 because this is where God gave me a vision for what we're doing here. Is that right? Isaiah 7, it talks about Ahaz, and Ahaz was the son of Jotham. His grandfather was Uzziah, the king. Do you guys remember that? Uzziah, and you had Jotham, and then you had Ahaz. Isaiah had prophesied to many kings. He prophesied to Uzziah. He prophesied to Jotham. He prophesied to Ahaz here, but he had spoken to him about an army that was coming against him. And so he prophesied to him, told him what was going to happen. But then here he's going to prophesy to him again. And here's what he says. It says, moreover, the Lord, verse 10, moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. And he said, Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And then verse 13 says, and he said, hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. What I like about this is God is telling Ahaz to ask a sign from him. Is that okay? How many of you know it's okay to ask God a sign when he tells you to ask for a sign? How many remember? Do you guys remember, what was his name? Gideon? He asked, he said, God, I'm going to ask for a sign. I said, I'm going to lay this little fleece down right here. And if tomorrow when I get up, if the ground is wet all the way around it and the fleece is dry, I'll know it's you. So I praise God. He got up in the morning. Hey, it's dry. Okay, God, one more time. How many say amen? Amen. He said, one more time. He said, this time, I'm going to ask you to make the fleece wet and the ground all the way around it dry. And God did that. How many say amen to that? Amen. God doesn't mind. Especially if he tells you, he says, hey, ask for me a sign. How many know we're not here to look for signs and wonders? How many say, our sign and wonder already came. How many say amen? His name is Jesus. He's within you. He's a sign. Can I tell you? I'll tell you, how many changed when Jesus came into your life? How many of those are big change, man? I was alcoholic. Let me tell you something. I got a big change. Amen. Didn't need no AA. Didn't need no 10-step process. Amen. Amen. I'm not a guy of processes. I'm a guy of growth. Amen. Amen. I mean, I love growth. Well, you know, if I'm baking a cake, I love process. Is that right? Do it right. Come on. Yeah, I should say that, man. But I do like those kind of processes. Oh, God, listen. When God asked Ahaz to ask him for a sign, Ahaz, all of a sudden he got holy. Oh, God, no, I'm not going to tempt my God. Hey, wait a minute, Ahaz. God is asking you to ask him. Can I just say this to you folks? Ask God. And ask him in any fashion you want to ask him. Can I tell you that? I believe that we've actually destroyed people's faith because you're not asking right. Because we say things that say, well, you're not asking right. You ask once and then you go after faith. Come on, just going to God takes faith. Is that right?
That's right.
I mean, why would we batter somebody if they asked again and again and again? Amen?
Yeah.
Why would you batter anybody like that? Just ask. That's all God is saying. Ask me. Ask me. Is that what he said? He told Ahaz, ask me. Ask me. We'll go to everybody else and ask them. How many say amen? Yeah. How many know it's time just to go to God and ask?
Amen. Yeah.
And just, amen, if you don't hear, just ask. Keep on asking. Doesn't mean you don't have faith. Come on. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a new life in Christ Jesus is who you are. You already have access to God. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody talk you out just because, well, you got to do it this way. Don't let anybody give you a
formula.
What did we just say? A process. Don't let anybody give you a process. You can drive down the road, say, Lord, I'm asking again, God. Drive down the road, say, God, I haven't seen it yet, God, so I'm asking you again. God, I want to see it manifested. I know it's there because your promises are true. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Come on, man. How many be nice to one another? Come on. I mean, is that okay? Can I tell you that? Be nice. You're not training people by saying, oh, you can't ask again. You can't do that. And come on, you're not training people. God says, just ask. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Just ask. Come on. Amen? Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you got that. Praise God. Because here he says, ask me. And he says, you know what? Since you don't want to ask, Ahaz, Isaiah tells him, you know what? You're wearying God. You're getting him tired. He's getting tired of you, bro. You better start paying attention. He said, hey, God's going to give you a sign. Let me give you a sign. He says, behold, the virgin shall conceive. She'll bring forth a son. And his name will be Emmanuel. Amen? See, because God desires for us to speak the things that he gives us. Is that okay? Is that okay? I'll give you a sign. I'll show you. Can I tell you, in a lot of, you know, how many of you ever heard somebody say, hey, well, if you prophesy and it's not done within a certain amount of time, whatever that is, you're a false prophet. You ever heard somebody say that? Yeah. Anybody ever heard that? Can I tell you, Isaiah in that case would have been considered a false prophet. But the word of God is sure. Can I tell you something? You can stand on the word of God. If God gives you a word, stand on it. Stand it because it's sure and it will happen. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't release it. Don't let go. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So here, there's a closeness that comes when you speak God's word. There's a closeness that God is within you. Amen. And Moses describes it. So I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter, it's going to be chapter 30, verses 9 through 14. Look at this. The Lord thy God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
That's a cheap amen. No, come on. How many of you want God to make you plenteous in everything, every work of your hand? Man, I do. Hey, man, you don't want that? Man, well, just go home. Praise God. It says, in the fruit of your body, amen? How many want more kids? I want more kids. Do you like this group up here? I want more kids. Lord, give us more kids. Give us more kids. Lord, give us more children. Lord, bring them in. Lord, help us to train them up in the ways of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. I want more kids. Amen. Hallelujah. So everybody going, oh, no, I'm not putting my hand up for that. Yeah, is it the fruit of your body? That's right. And in the fruit of your cattle. How many of you have a cattle ranch? Anybody here got a cattle ranch? Hallelujah. Come on. There you go. Hey, all the, God's going to give you. It's what he's saying. The Lord will make you plenteous. Fruit of your body, fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your land. How many? Anybody got an orange tree? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many got plants growing out? How many like growing gardens? God wants to give you, wants to show you. Can I tell you that the earth has been under curse until Jesus died? Amen. Say amen to that. But now today, there is, I mean, like I'm saying, you got to speak the things that God has said. The curse is over. Let your yard know, or let your garden know, hey, the curse is over. Bring forth, man. Come on, man. Speak to it. Tell me, hey, I don't want no little bitty cucumber. I want them big. Amen. Speak to them. Speak to them. Hallelujah. It's the word of God. You can do it. Amen. We've been redeemed. The earth has been redeemed. Amen. Jesus ain't going to die for the earth again. He already did. He took the curse off the earth. So speak it to your garden. Amen. Hey, man. Hey, man. Look alive, guys. Come on. Amen. So somebody, can I tell you, Sister Deborah's garden is growing like crazy. Is that right? Isn't that right? Where you at? Where you at, Dan? How's Sister Deborah's garden doing? It's good, man. Yeah. That's 5 feet high. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God will bring forth this fruit of your cattle, fruit of your land for good. For the Lord will, that's good, and the Lord will again rejoice over you for good. Is that right? As he rejoiced over your fathers. How many want God rejoicing over you? Can I tell you, he's already rejoicing. Can all these little kids up here singing? God's rejoicing. Yeah, come on, I love it. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, the statutes, right? Yep. All those things that are written in the book of the law. If you turn unto the Lord your God with all your heart. How many say amen?
Amen.
All your soul, everything within your mind, will, and your emotions, everything, your whole soul, for this commandment, which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from you. Amen?
Amen.
God doesn't try to hide things from us. Is that right? He wants to show us things. He wants to get, so this commandment is not hidden. Neither is it far from you. Amen?
Amen.
It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven to bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is what? It's Emmanuel. It is Emmanuel to you. The word is very nigh to you. It's even where? Come on, in your mouth and in your heart so that you may do it. What? The word. What word is in there? Whatever it is that you need. Whatever it is that you're looking for. Whatever you feel God is saying to you about. That word is in you. This is Moses describing how close this word is. Isn't that cool? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Does this remind you of something in Romans? Let's look at the one in Romans. Because there is something. You can be under the curse of the law or you can be under the freedom of the Spirit. Is that right? There is a law of the spirit of death. Law of the spirit of death. And there's also the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. How many say amen to that? So check it out. This is in Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, for Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things shall live by them. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Moses, and so, yeah, this is right. So he says, but the righteousness which is of what?
Faith.
Is that right?
Yes.
Speaks on what? This wise. It says, check it out. It says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we speak. Is the word near you? I don't know what happened to that. Is that a problem there, bro? Kind of? No? Romans 10. For Moses the scribes, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from the dead. I mean, isn't this exactly like what Moses was talking about? But here it is, where God, where the apostle Paul is describing the righteousness which is of faith. As Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things shall live in them. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It's nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what?
Saved.
For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many like being saved? Can I tell you that being saved is God covers a lot more areas than what we really think about. Is that right?
Yes.
Salvation is a real deal, and it's covered. You are covered by the salvation that God has brought to you because you believe that Jesus died on a cross for you, period. Is that right? That he was raised from the dead for your justification. Amen?
Amen.
Not for his. He didn't need to be justified. He died. He took your sins, my sins, our sins, took them to the cross. Did not. God didn't raise him up because, well, that's good. God raised him up because he said, that's my son. He did it for them. God had to raise him from the dead. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the gift of God was placed in you because of what Jesus did, the righteousness which is by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This Christmas season, what are you speaking? Let me just ask you that. How many of you said some things maybe you shouldn't have said this last week? Anybody? Good boy, you guys are all, praise God. All right, I said a few things, man. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these stinking light bulbs. I just throw these bulbs away. Get this whole thing out, man. You know, does anybody else get frustrated with light bulbs? You know, there's a thing called the light peak. You know, I was going to give you a commercial. I mean, Rose is going, no. Lightkeeper Pro. It'll show you where your light bulbs are bad. Anyway, so forget it. Hey, listen. The words that we speak are so very important to us. As a man or a woman of God, consider the things that you're saying. Consider the things that are coming out of your mouth. Consider the things that you're thinking. Consider the things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that you should? We should never, ever look at anybody, no matter what they're doing, and say something about them or make a decision within your heart. How many say amen to that? Can I say something? Do you know that the Word of God tells us that they belong to God, so why are you doing it? God's going to take care of whatever you see, so don't worry about it. How many say amen to that? Love that person. Love on them. Let them sense the love of God that's in your heart flowing out to them. Is that okay? Speak good things. You're going to have some friends over this, family over this, this Christmas season. How many got family coming? How many are expecting to have family in? How many, some of your family, how many are they characters? Anybody got family with characters? Anybody got family? You know, they say in-laws and outlaws or whatever. But can I tell you that sometimes they kind of rub you wrong? Anybody got somebody that rubs them wrong?
No.
Man, you guys are men and women of God. I'll tell you what, holy people. Oh, buddy, hey, allow the peace of God to fill your home, and let those words that flow out of that peacefulness that's in your heart, let it flow out to them. Let me show you this scripture here. This is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And look at what's being said, because God is not messing around. What he says will happen. Amen. I'm going to say amen to that.
Amen.
You can't discount any of this. This is what he says is going to happen. The government shall be upon his shoulders. What government? I'm going to tell you something. It's world government. World government. He so loved what? The world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. He's talking about world government. He says the government shall be upon his shoulder and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And then it says this, the zeal. Come on, how many folks like zeal? You know, it's that zeal that kind of gets you jumping around when you're worshiping. Is that right? Sometimes zeal will get you mad. Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, you know what? It's the zeal of the Lord. Can I tell you what the zeal of the Lord is? So his name is called the Holy Spirit. That's who he is. He will perform this. Amen? It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. He goes, and the zeal of the Lord will perform these things. World government. Come on, hallelujah. And you're part of it. Isn't that sweet? Y'all are part of it. So peace be to you. Amen? Amen. Speak great things. Let peace come and joy come flowing out of your heart this Christmas week. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be fighting with people in the... This is the last one on the shelf, so I'm going to beat you up if I don't get... Don't be fighting with folks like that. Come on. Hallelujah. You are... Man and woman of God, amen. Would you stand? Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We ask you, Lord, God, that you would fill our houses and our homes and our vehicles, Father God, and everywhere we go with a sense of your peace that passes all understanding, Father. Lord, help us to speak to someone. Lord, the words that you would give us to that would pick them up, strengthen them, and even save them if that's, Father God, if that's what you will. But God, we live our lives for you. Lord, let your peace just overwhelm us and overtake us this season. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, say amen. 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 Hey, hug somebody and tell them thanks for coming. Merry Christmas to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.